I'm going to exhort you briefly here on the offering. And I'm going to share something with you that here just a few weeks ago, it hit me so hard, something that I saw in the Word, and I'm going to share it with you. And maybe you've seen it before, and when once I point it out, you'll think, okay, you know, big whoop. But for me, this was amazing. And I'd like you to turn to Luke chapter 23. Now, in Luke chapter 23, what's happened is Jesus, he's been arrested, he's been put on trial, and now he has been nailed to the cross. And so there he is on the cross, and we pick it up in verse 32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. So what do we have? We have, you know, what's interesting is that it's like in all the movies you see of Jesus, you know, carrying his cross and, you know, going to Golgotha to be crucified and so forth. Well, there were two other people there with him carrying their own crosses. They were being taken with him at the time. So if the movies don't show those other two, the movies are wrong. But it says here that these other criminals were led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then if you jump down here to verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, in other words, you know, making fun of him and, you know, just being cruel. He said, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And we've heard this story so many times. And, you know, I was looking at this and I got to thinking, okay, these three people, the two criminals and Jesus, they've been crucified. They are hanging on the cross. There are three crosses, Jesus in the middle, you know, one criminal to the left, one criminal to the right. They're on the cross. Now, we've all heard stories about, you know, what it means to be crucified. You know, you have the nails driven in the hands and the feet and so forth. And with Jesus, they had even put that crown of thorns on him. And this was before they put the spear in his side. But before Jesus was crucified, we know what happened. Remember, it talks about how he was beaten, how he, you know, they plucked the beard from his face and... in fact, if you go to, we won't turn to it, but in Isaiah chapter 52 and 53, it kind of describes how Jesus was so mutilated. You know, we hid as it were our eyes from him. I mean, he was a mess. You know, it said his visage was marred beyond anybody else. He was so mutilated, so tortured. If you looked at him, he would just be a bloody mess. It was horrible, absolutely horrible what had happened to him. His back was ripped open. I mean, on and on. They had beaten him. And here's the point I'm trying to make. Jesus is on that cross after that horrific beating. And what's about to happen? He's going to die, right? See, when they put you on the cross, they didn't put you there to teach you a lesson. They put you there to kill you and to teach other people a lesson. You see this? Okay, you act up. We put you up there. You die. And you will die a horrible, horrible death. And so there's Jesus. He's on the cross. Now, he's just a short time away from dying. And these other thieves, you know, they know they're going to die too. And the one, you know, he's just being a smart aleck. But the other says, hey, look, don't you have any... Now, look what he says here. In verse 40, you know, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Okay, now, what do we see here? We see that this guy has some kind of understanding and concept of God. And he knows he's going to die. But he also knows Jesus is going to die. He knows it's coming. Any moment, they're going to die. That's it. Die. But look what he says. Verse 40. Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Do you realize what this man is saying? He's saying, Jesus, you're going to die like we're going to die. But somehow, and I don't know how and I don't understand it, but you're not going to stay dead. You are going to raise from the dead and you are going to have a kingdom that is an eternal kingdom. And all I ask is that when you are raised from the dead and you come into your kingdom, would you please remember me? Hanging on that cross, moments away from death, somehow this guy got a revelation. He's going to die, but he's not going to stay dead. I may stay dead, but he's not going to stay dead. However, if he remembers me when he comes into his kingdom, maybe I won't stay dead either. Think about what this guy is saying. Somehow, some way, he captured a revelation. Jesus Christ is going to live. He's going to rise from the dead. And he's going to have a kingdom that's going to last. And he just might remember me. I don't know how in the world he came to that realization. I don't know how he captured that understanding, but he did. And as I was looking at this and thinking about this and meditating, it was like the Lord spoke to me and he said, that guy captured the revelation that Jesus was going to die, but he was going to rise again. Have you captured the revelation that I'm your provider? And I thought, glory to God. If I have captured the revelation that he's my provider, I'm not going to worry about how much money I put in an offering plate. I'm not going to worry if I've been a good boy today. You know, have I said enough, you know, praise you, Jesus, that he'll help me out today? See, if we capture the vision, the concept that God is our provider, we will not worry about the most dire of situations. This guy was in the worst situation imaginable. He's dying and he knows it. On the surface, on the outside, there's no hope. There's no chance. That's it, dude. You're done for. Your life is over. But he had somehow reconciled in himself, if Jesus lives, maybe I can live too. And he's going to rise from the dead. You know what? I'm guessing. I don't know. But I would like to think, hey, I'm going to be with him today in paradise. God, let me hurry up and die. Let me die now. Let's get it over. Death isn't going to be that bad when I know who's waiting for me on the other side. Have we captured the vision that God is our provider? Has it made that much of an impact on us the way this guy saw Jesus and the impact it made on him? I can honestly tell you, I don't think I'm there yet. Oh, I know he's my provider, I understand that. But at this level of revelation, to where at the worst of the worst, the most challenging situation that I could ever face, I can still say, hey, he's my provider. Because quite frankly, I've never been in the worst of the worst of the worst. You know what I'm talking about? In a financial situation, I've never been there. And I would like to think that when I, not when, no, no, strike when. If I was ever in a situation like that, I would like to think, hey, Jesus, you know, you're still my provider. You're still my provider. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know the way, but you are my provider. Yes. And I'm trusting in you. Yes. When we get to that point, listen, when we get to that point, it doesn't matter what we're lacking, we will have no worry. We will have no fear. We will not get all worked up over a lack of money. It doesn't mean that we ignore responsibility. It just means, you know what? I have the peace that passes all understanding, and I'm trusting you, God. I'm trusting you, Father. I'm trusting you to help me through this. And see, in this room tonight and people watching, I have no doubt but what there are people here and watching who are facing financial challenges. I want to encourage you tonight that no matter what you're facing, God is your provider. He is your provider. Some way, somehow, He will help. Keep trusting Him. Keep trusting Him. You know, this thief that was on the cross, once he got that word from Jesus, "You're going to be with me in paradise," that's what he held on to his very last breath. We have a word from God. "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And that's just one of many. God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. On and on it goes. Praise God. I want to capture this revelation of God being my provider in such a way it will never be shaken, ever, no matter what. God can't lie. He is my foundation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, if you have an offering tonight, the offering envelopes are there in the pews. And any checks, just make them out to GCC. Those of you watching, whatever the Lord has spoken to you to give, or what you'd purpose in your heart, you can give through PayPal, or you can mail an offering in. And we thank you for helping us out here with the conference, the expenses, and so forth. And man, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad I have a risen Savior. I'm glad I have a Father who loves me. I'm glad there's somebody I can depend on 24 hours a day.